But the everyday can rub shoulders with the genuinely catastrophic. Yes, the grass grew green here again, but now there were bones beneath the buttercups, and an entire governing class of the English had been dispossessed. Their men, land, and animals taken from them and given as spoils to the victorious foreigners. You could survive and still be English, but now you belong to an inferior race, the conquered. You lived in England, but it was no longer your country. Anglo-Saxon England was no stranger to invasions. Viking raids have been part of life for a century, but since the days of Alfred the Great, it was a country stable enough to be able to soak them up. The longboats came and went, but still the king's law ran the shires. His churches and abbeys were built more beautifully than ever, and a town that would one day be called London was beginning to grow and prosper on the banks of the Thames. And then one invasion succeeded where the others had failed, and there was a Viking on the throne. His name was Canute, the man we remember for trying to hold back the tides. And while he turned Anglo-Saxon England into part of his vast maritime empire, he went out of his way to change nothing. He even chose as his closest advisor one of the most powerful Anglo-Saxon nobles, Godwin, Earl of Wessex. A scheming, ruthless man, Godwin became virtual co-ruler with Canute over what was still recognisably Anglo-Saxon England.